Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
We will talk a little bit about Spiegs' favorite commissioner.
The last time I made news with you, it didn't go that well for me, is my recollection.
Was that when you canceled the All-Star game in Atlanta?
No. Rob Manfred has enjoyed his trip to Japan.
Rob, you came here. Well, what's been your favorite non-baseball part of the week?
I'll tell you, I went to a place this morning that people were talking about for pancakes. Sounds like an odd thing to do in Tokyo. The pancakes are about that thick, and they're the most unbelievable things you've ever
really?
Eaten.
Yeah. Pancakes in Tokyo.
I'll show you a little picture afterward. It's pretty good.
Never had a pancake I didn't like.
Yeah, well, these are special. They really are. So but it's been fun.
Kill me right now.
I don't like it here. I've decided... not to stay.
It's legit just a cake.
But, you know, pancakes are great, though.
Where is Pancakes House?
What?
We stop at Pancakes House.
What are you, nuts? We have pancakes for breakfast. Gotta go to a place where I can get a shot and a beer and steak, maybe. Not more pancakes. Come on.
And note to Alex Cohen. If the commissioner shows you a picture on his phone, take his phone and run.
Asking for a piece of metal back.
See how many texts from Jerry Reinsdorf he's gotten?
It's probably just all golf instructional videos, really.
Underrated from Alex Cohen in that cut.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'll show you a little picture afterward.
The texter says, you did not need to specify favorite non-baseball thing. We all know who he's talking to. Favorite thing in Japan is not baseball.
Come on, Tom, say it with me, you pancake eating...
Pancakes are about that thick.
God.
His pancakes.
Pancakes.
Games. Blouses.
After it was all over, he took us in the house to serve his pancakes.
Pancakes. I'll show you a little picture afterward.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. It's a rainy day. This is a good day for you to be listening on 104.3 WBMX HD2, by the way, just in case the crackling of the lightning keeps you away from our beautiful 670 AM signal. You can also stream. You can watch on Twitch. Hello to everyone in the mob that's on Twitch.
Hello.
And you can YouTube us. All of those things are available to you. Shane's here. Tanny's here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
I am not angry, but so many people are angry, Lawrence. They're delightfully angry. They've welcomed baseball back by finding themselves angry and having discussions about strategy and home runs and the schedule.
And mostly losses.
Lineup construction, etc. Yeah, I think the losses are indeed the backdrop.
I don't know if I can do this like again. Like it's, come on, like it's baseball. It's this is what happens.
But you waited like 7 months for this. You stood, if you're somebody who cares, you sat by the window and looked outside and waited for spring.
You're just sad looking out the window.
Isn't that the Rogers Hornsby quote? Like, what do you do in the off season? I just sit and look out the window and wait for spring.
Well, back in Rogers' day,
there are not a lot of options.
There weren't a ton of options. Not that we're using all of the outdoor options that we have available to us as a 21st century human beings.
No, it's true. We have a lot more options. It's true. But it's just, I found myself in a strategy disagreement via text with two different people today about that game.
Was one of them Boog? Because Boog slapped you down yesterday when you brought up the concept of strategy.
It was not, but thanks for reminding me. Thanks for reminding me.
Nothing can ruin your mood today, sir.
That's true. I'm in a wonderful mood. And part of the reason I'm in a great mood is because there's a lot of people angry about baseball things. And that in and of itself, that's the point. Getting angry about little things like that is the point. Like, are you angry about anything from those games? I'm angry about one thing from those games.
No, okay. I'm here. Let me say why I'm not.
Okay.
I just know that this is a cycle that we all go through where sometimes it is a harbinger. I think White Sox fans who were looking at the White Sox two seasons ago and being like, something doesn't look right in April, were spot on.
Sure.
They were 100% on, and it's carried on, and it probably will carry on into this April. I think that when it and with Cubs fans, a couple of years in the 2023 season with them, where folks are like, something's not clicking the way that it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
They were proven to be right. I struggle to find anger in what I saw other than the walk thing. I didn't like that. That was what the Cubs gave up, 16 walks, I think it was, inside of this thing. That bothered me, but it's also kind of still spring training. So I'm not, I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. I can't act as if I'm angry.
I was in a text thread with somebody who was angry that Michael Bush was pinch hit for today. Angry that Council had the audacity to pinch hit Justin Turner for Michael Bush against a lefty in the ninth inning. And I'm like, man, it's not about the four-hitter, about like whether Michael Bush is your four-hitter. At that point, it's all about matchups. It's all about matchups all the time now in baseball. That's what it's about. I can't be mad at that. Somebody else I was in a text thread with today was angry that Kyle Tucker swung on a 3-0 pitch. But I guess A.J. Pierzynski was angry about that, too. A.J. was angry at Kyle Tucker for being a little too antsy in that spot.
They have not given Tucker a whole lot to hit at the Dodgers pitching staff. 3-0 pitch. Tucker green light and frustrated as he pops it up on the infield. Hernandez squeezes for out one.
I'm going to say this. People might not like this, but right there you're down three runs. You just throwing three balls in a row. You got to take. I know Kyle Tucker's a great hitter, but you're down three runs. Even if you hit a home run, you're still down two. You got to get guys on base. I don't know. I know the game's changed, and I'm for a lot of the changes. But right there, that's when you're going to get the same pitch 3-1.
Just thinking of the situation of the score, especially considering you're now in the late innings, right, AJ?
Yes, and you're trying to get guys on base, and you're up 3-0. Again, Ben and Knack's going to throw you the same pitch 3-1 that he threw you 3-0. So, I get it. You're trying to be aggressive. I love the aggressiveness, but at the same time, I know he wasn't trying to pop up out.
See, now that was that was balanced. That's just a strategy conversation. I can handle that. The Jamoke who texted me was like, Council shouldn't have let him do that. It's not on the manager to let him do that. It's a hitter's choice, and you can question the choice if you want.
It might be going forward. Like, it might be one of those things now that Craig is like, oh, okay, so listen, in situations like that where the game is late and we're trying to catch up, I'm going to need you to take at least one. And then after that, your world. But I'm going to need you to take one. Problem solved. Hopefully, you don't necessarily need the third base coach just doing the
take sign.
The old school take sign out there.
Or you're down three runs in the middle innings.
AJ is right. His indignation is righteous. Exactly. Like, you should know that. I also think that, I thought that Kyle had some good swings today, and he was on base twice, so I'm not going to be...
That is a guy that you trust to do what he thinks he needs to do at the plate, period.
But the overall strategy is correct, and no amount of new baseball should change the idea of in a situation where you're in catch-up mode and you're down three runs, you should probably at least see one more pitch.
Let's open the phone lines and ask Cub fans if they're angry. I'm wondering what people might
you
be angry
You gotta get
about.
Angry!
Or if
you
they
gotta
are.
Get mean!
Because I love that they are. I must say, I think that's a big part of my unshakably good mood. And you guys can try to do whatever the hell you want all day long. I am in a great mood.
How about when I sent you that video of Aaron Rodgers doing that stupid handshake that you were saying how much you loved?
Didn't work.
No, it didn't work. I saw your face in real time. I think it did work.
I was annoyed.
Your
you.
Heart broke, man. And when you saw that text
come
through.
Oh, no, I'm just like Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, Speaks, all your kitchen gadgets suck.
Oh, man. No, they don't. They're really good, and they bring me a lot of joy. See, you can't do it, man. I brought bagels for everybody. It's good sleeping weather out there.
Man, that what was that? Was it honey lavender?
Yeah, honey vanilla. That honey vanilla cream
God.
Cheese? Yeah, that's all you, man.
Tilly's?
Tilly's. Tilly's over there in 8th or 9th or whatever.
I will be over there.
Yeah, well, you can take it home. I'm going to let you take home the cream cheese.
That was really
some
excellent.
Some dense carbs and some rain out here. You may have to go back down and get us some coffee, man. I know you already offered once.
I did. I offered once.
But
I got some right here.
Bagel's setting in.
Yeah. Man.
So if you would like to talk about the Cubs and you're angry, we would like to hear from you. 312-644-6767.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know like what it is. Like don't just here's what I'm not going to allow for.
Okay? All right.
It can't just be that they lost the two games.
No, but that's behind the little stuff, probably.
I agree.
Okay.
But if there is something that inside of the game that you're upset about and you just want to vent because
sure.
it's baseball season, go ahead. 312-644-6767 is the number. We'll take a break. We'll talk more about your Cubs' anger after two games. Next on The Score.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Pat Tomasulo.
Well, look, I've had a good run.
You're the oldest. We could eliminate you. Tribute of Service would go on. They'd find somebody else.
Hey, wait a minute.
Afternoons on The Score.
Look, we had a great experience. The games didn't go the way we wanted to, but I think we had an experience of a lifetime.
Craig Counsell talking about the Cubs as the Cubs get ready to head back to Arizona for a week. Well, actually for 10 days for them because they start the season against the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's a nice little cookie for them from Major League Baseball. The Dodgers start at home upon their return from Japan.
So I'm angry or at least frustrated with one particular player, and we'll get there a little later in the segment. But we asked listeners and callers what they were angry about, if anything, from this two-game sweep at the hands of the Dodgers in Tokyo.
Hi, Andy. You're on Spiegel and Holmes. What's on your mind?
It's Andy.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Long time, first time, etc. The thing that I'm mad about is that Shohei Ohtani home run call. That was clearly fan interference. I mean, we're talking about a fan reaching over, touching a ball over one of the best center fielders in baseball. Like, they said on the broadcast that it should have been a double. I'm not convinced that PCA doesn't make that play without fan interference.
I don't think he catches. I think that's off the wall. If I agree with you, though, Andy. I think that they were too quick to be like, oh, no, it's totally a home run. That deserved a lot more discussion than what it got.
Yeah, no, it did. I think that is legit. That is legit. And I hope that it feels good to be angry about that. I hope that, like, baseball being back allows you an opportunity to feel angry about that as opposed to other things which are larger and bigger in the world. That's the job of baseball.
Well, I mean, one of them has to do with baseball today.
We got time for that. Did you know Shohei has a nickname that means something? I didn't know this.
Growing up, he was known as Yaku Shonen, which loosely translated means baseball boy.
I had no idea. He was known as baseball boy growing up. That's adorable.
Of course.
He must have been into it.
Baseball boy.
That's right.
Well, they were telling the story of how in a high school game, he threw 99 miles per hour.
Shohei?
And that stood until Sasaki showed up at the same high school.
Did you see the Sasaki nuggets, which are delicious?
The White Sox are serving them over at 35th and Shields. I saw the whole thing.
Little ponzu sauce?
It's pretty good.
That's awesome. But like some of the Sasaki, like his feet.
So there was sake on the inside.
Oh, man. Delightful.
It's in the shake.
So if do I have to ask you guys if you can call me baseball boy?
Baseball boy.
Or is that just Shohei gets that? Like, I can't have that, right?
Don't you want to be baseball man?
That's right.
Baseball boy.
That's right. I've grown up to be baseball.
You were baseball president for a little bit.
For a short time. Short time. I guess boy would be a demotion. All right, carry on.
If you want to be baseball boy.
No, president's good.
What about bag boy? No? Shout out to bag boy. Shout
the baseball president.
That's right.
Let's go to Ron. Hey, Ron, you're on Spiegel and Holmes.
Ron.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Good. We're good. What's up, man?
Good. So here's my beef. Imanaga was pitching a good game. You took him out for whatever reason. But why'd you bring in Ben Brown, who hasn't pitched in a game since last June, when you signed guys like Morgan and all these other guys you signed in an offseason? Why would you bring him in not knowing what you're going to get in the first game of the year when you're up 1-0?
Because he's really good. He's really effective and good. And the moment got to him a little bit. So, but Ben, I love seeing Ben Brown. As soon as Ben Brown stepped in, I'm like, oh, yeah, here we go. Now, I was just wondering, is he just a middle closer? Is he only going to go one inning, or is he a bulk guy? And he used him as a bulk guy. I loved that. He did that because Ben Brown is really good, and he doesn't necessarily trust Eli Morgan or Caleb Thielbar to get to Ryan Presley and Porter Hodge.
I also think that with the way that that thing is kind of structured, it's weird. So we may have seen some weird stuff over there that we might not necessarily see when the team gets back to the United States.
That's entirely possible. Entirely possible.
Let's go to the South Burbs and talk with Marvin. Hey, Marvin, you're on Spiegel and Holmes. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
We're good, man.
Listen, the thing that has me angry is that the Cubs lineup does not put fear in pitchers' hearts. The Dodgers lineup, even without Freddie Freeman, without Mookie Betts, there's still a level of fear that you have for that lineup. And I think that affects, that gives their pitchers confidence, and it affects the opposing pitchers like ours, like you talked about Brent Brown, coming in facing a lineup that has so much star power, so much power, quality hitters. And the Cubs have all this money. They got rid of Bellinger, but they did not put another bumper in there. There's not two people in their lineup that you actually fear. You might respect them, but you don't fear them, and that's what makes me angry.
That's good stuff, Marvin. It's Ben Brown, not Brent Brown, but forget it, he's rolling.
Oh, no!
And then Shohei Ohtani is one man fear. Like, he just, his existence puts fear in the hearts of entire oppositions.
Yeah, but Will Smith and Max Muncy had great at bats.
They did, but I don't think that those guys elicit fear.
Teoscar Hernandez also.
I think
lineup is so good.
I know, but yes. But like, here's the thing. Kyle Tucker should be a guy that elicits fear. But my problem is that the second best hitter, the guy who needs to be the second best hitter on that team, was absolutely terrible. in this two-game series, and that's Seiya Suzuki.
What? Hold on, Speaks.
Oh, dude.
Hold on to this. Just hold on to it.
Okay.
We're going to talk with Derek Stevens. Okay. We'll move some stuff around.
I want to talk
We've got
it.
Space for you to do some of this stuff on today's show. Okay. We're going to get you ready for our trip in Circa, and then we're going to get back to the baseball.
Okay, because it feels good to be angry. Like a texture said, I'm angry about lineup construction, but it just feels good to be angry. That's where a lot of people are.
All right, so we're going to tell you about the trip to Circa coming up, and we will revisit some of this baseball stuff on the other side. Spiegel and Holmes here with you on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.